You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
So you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am Brian Kilby, your usual host, your most unusual host or whatever. We're live. We're streaming video, as you can tell, back here. Rob's crazy. Bleebum's back there, too, doing some crazy stuff. I don't know what. But with me this week, again, Rob and Bleebum, I have Lady Wreck, XV, and John DeLuna. And Rob, I already mentioned Rob. Rob's always last, but he was mentioned first this week.
Alpha and Omega.
Yeah, actually, you were shrinking your what?
whoa.
Whoa.
Like I said, my headset has a 6-foot cord.
I saw that cord at BotCon. That is quite a cord, actually.
Ooh. You and your rub sign.
Yeah.
Just roll it out.
Your cord actually requires a power source, if I recall correctly.
It does. You see how big this thing is?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty big. So this is, what is today? I'm actually having to look at the calendar on my computer. It's August 4th, 2010. We're still beta in the whole video thing. Actually, beta is probably a little better than this, but yeah. We're figuring it out. Hopefully next week we'll actually be alpha. Not alpha. Gold.
What might it be? Centauri,
Charlie?
Eventually.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Delta?
No, this is one big foxtrot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. this Bagel. Week we have lots and lots of news. Lots of cool news, actually. Some stuff that I didn't know until right before the show started. So let's
Good
go ahead.
Job, Kilby.
Yeah, I know.
It's late breaking.
Late breaking. Yes. So the late breaking news. Animated Rodimus and Ironhide. Found at a Toys R Us in Burbank, California. That's pretty sweet.
Yes.
Go now.
Cool.
Yeah. I may actually leave the show halfway through just so that I can drive to Toys R Us to pick that up.
In Burbank.
Take the train.
And
it'll go
while you're at Toys R Us, you can look for Masterpiece Grimlock for $69.99.
Worth it, though. That's, you know, I felt...
That's a good price.
Yeah, I remember sort of debating whether or not I wanted to buy Masterpiece Optimus at Walmart for that price. But no, Grimlock, no doubt, want that toy real bad.
Yeah, I
got
the Japanese
one. Don't have price compared to the Takara one.
Yeah, go Toys R Us, kids.
Yeah, get
go Toys R Us, kids.
Beware of scalpers, though, because I was talking to Dragon X76, and he went during lunchtime. They were all gone. He said a scalper was out there beginning at 9:30 and then just took a
No,
no doubt, no I, doubt.
I need to get me an eBay store going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had some money to buy all this crap. Word.
But yeah, I really, really, really want Rodimus. Yeah, I don't know. Other than it being Rodimus, I really don't know why. I don't like the sculpt of the face or anything, but Rodimus, and he's got a bow. I mean, that's awesome.
Rodimus
was a bow tie.
Period.
Yeah, he doesn't. You know, Tarantulas needs a bow tie for the Fox Kids transmetal version.
Yeah, formal wear.
The formal wear Tarantulas. That was the best Tarantulas ever. So
top hat and a bow tie,
and a monocle.
Break needs a tuxedo too.
You know, Break has a tuxedo though.
Yeah,
it's not a nice one though.
It's
not
kind of
like
furry.
It's
a furry tux. So speaking of furry tuxes. Power Core Combiners Wave 2 are out at U.S. retail. So that's what, Double Clutch and Mudslinger? Or is
Rally
it?
Boss.
It's Race Old Car crap. And Drill Thing and like Plow.
That thingamajig.
So it's only what, one of the it's only the Rally Bots and what, three Deluxes? Is that what we're looking at?
Rally Bots, Destructicons, and the three
two-packs. So it is the Destructicons, a.k.a. Mudslinger.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, cool.
They're supposed to be in an assortment together, last I knew.
Oh, God, I'm suffering. There's too much stuff I want.
Yeah.
Nay, need. There's too much stuff I need.
There's another contract test, guys. The first person to find me, rally bots, and send them in gets a high five over the radio waves.
Like,
what a deal.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
find Rodimus and rally bots and send them here.
Rob, you can do better than that. Give them a high five at BotCon next year.
Yeah.
Hey, Project Awesome 2.
Yes.
That's right.
So is Project Awesome 2 sending Rob crazy stuff and then he'll high five you?
Yes.
Rob wants it to be, yes.
And the thing is, I'll acknowledge and remember why you're high-fiving me.
Yes, he will.
I'm not going, huh, what? Oh, yeah.
Who are you again? What are you doing here?
Actually,
why are you touching my hand?
Oh, yeah, I sent you guys a promo. I don't remember. Had a wild, crazy party last night.
Yeah. So, actually, speaking of Project Awesome, this past week I put up my Stan Bush Project Awesome picture up at Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweet.
You're a good man.
Yeah, I know.
I had a great Stan Bush moment this weekend.
Really?
I was watching Bloodsport. It had like a Bloodsport marathon, not showing all four Bloodsports, just the first one over and over.
Four? You're joking. There's only one.
No, yeah, there's four Bloodsports. And
are they all about Frank Dukes?
Nope.
Okay.
First one's the true story, quote unquote.
or the completely fabricated story.
They're like later, like. And we researched Frank Dukes. He was never in the military, and his idea of kung fu is throwing stars at the lawnmower.
And playing playing karate champ.
Yes. Data
East.
Well, you know, he knows karate. He can actually play the game well.
Yeah.
Stan Bush did a song on that movie.
Yeah. Kumite.
Yes. He's like,
gotta fight to survive. Yeah.
Here's the Stan Bush awesome moment. I look it up. Stan Bush is in the movie, but they use another singer on the soundtrack instead of Stan Bush. And that singer won an Emmy or like some award for the soundtrack. He's not even in the movie.
God.
Oh,
jeez.
No.
That is wrong.
Yeah, the guy's like, I will be in the Kumite. Kumite.
No, repeat that, Rob. I want to make sure I heard you correctly.
Okay,
say that again. I think I had a small stroke.
Okay, the song from Bloodsport won a musical award.
Yes.
Stan Bush did not win it. The cover artist who sung it on the soundtrack instead of the movie got the award.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, that's lame.
Poor guy.
So,
that's so low.
Yeah, it's like, we'll pay you for the movie, Mr. Bush, but after that, you're out of here. Now go record a song for Kickboxer. Can I sing the same song? Might as well.
So the guy, on the CD, on the soundtrack, was different than the one in the movie.
Exactly.
Why?
I guess Stan Bush costed $1.50 more.
Yeah.
$1.50 more.
That sucks. So, yeah. Great.
So I kumite'd for Stan Bush all on my own there.
Yeah, I would kumite for Stan Bush.
That's right. Kumite.
So we've kind of already spoiled it, but the next news story is Grimlock is available at U.S. retail.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! What a surprise! Actually, he was found in Dallas?
He was found in Allen, Texas, which is next to Frisco, which is next to Dallas. So
as well as San Antonio.
So he's in Texas, y'all.
Sweet.
He's out and about. Nice.
Huh.
Fantastic. So if you got $70 and a plane ticket to Texas, you are set.
So if you have $600.
What if you have a friend in Texas?
I think that would be better to have a friend in Texas.
No, I will probably end up finding it here in the next couple of weeks. Whether or not I have
can't imagine he's going to fly off the shelves. He's $70.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like I said, scalpers, man. You just got to wait for the new shipments, I guess.
Yeah, the two toys are... Go ahead.
Aaron Archer couldn't even find a Starscream a couple years ago.
Yeah. The two Toys R Us stores near me are both right beside of comic shops.
Ooh, not good.
Yeah, and one of the comic shops, both of them used to focus on Transformers, but this one, you know, you can actually go in and get kind of obscure stuff.
Like G1 stuff?
Yeah, so... Eh. G1 and Japanese stuff, so...
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
I mean, like, they have Gigastorm and things like that. Megastorm, Beast Wars 2nd stuff.
Gigastorm is the Decepticon Purple Hill, as I recall.
Gigastorm is the repaint of Trypticon.
Trypticon with the horn.
So that's what I just said.
So basically what they did is they bought some stuff from Big Bad Toy Store's clearance and put it on shelves.
It's entirely possible. Close enough.
I'd like
plus,
to get
they have,
my trip
plus today they
right.
have what Toys R Us had yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's probably yesterday, you could have bought
take
the
that,
stuff
Toys
at an affordable price. Yesterday, I would have robbed your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
It's a musical episode of RSC, guys. Sorry.
No, we will never have a musical episode of RSC.
We're not sorry for
not
anything.
Intentional.
Never say never.
Yeah, we'll never say never.
We
again.
Should have a musical RFC. I'll be conspicuously absent that week.
Yeah, maybe.
Start writing,
yeah,
Brian.
So will I.
Everyone wants toys. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm looking at masterpieces.
toys.
He could just give Rob his own show, the sing-along with Rob show.
That would be pretty sweet.
Sing-along with the Rob show. That's great.
The Voyager Optimus Prime is being repainted in Japan. Can you guess what color?
Clear.
Black. Pink.
Gold chrome.
You're all correct, but first it will be black.
That's racist.
He's going to be rainbow colored.
He's going to be double rainbow colored.
So I understand. I understand the difference in the masterpiece convoy. You have black convoy, which is the standard black Optimus with like red windows and red eyes. And then there's a sleep mode, which is just kind of gray. But I'm looking at the Voyager, and he kind of looks gray, more gray than black.
He looks more dead than usual.
Yeah, he does look more dead than usual. There's just something wrong having watched.
You know, the original black convoy from Car Robots was more gray than it was black.
Mm.
And also had that nice teal on it too.
Yeah, it's a great toy.
What?
But having watched and studied and loved Transformers Animated, I really just can't imagine an evil version of that Optimus Prime. He's just so darn nice.
You know, even like an evil clone?
Is he actually supposed to be an evil clone, or is he just Optimus, you know, in black?
I don't know.
He's a black convoy. He's a black convoy.
Yeah, formal wear.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I think there's a precedent in Japan for all the black convoys being evil versions of convoy, or whichever version of convoy it is.
No, they're always convoys. They're never dark convoys. They're never like, if it was a dark convoy, they'd call like Nemesis Convoy or something like that.
No, we call him Nemesis here. Black Convoy from Car Robots was black convoy, and he was certainly
right, but not every black convoy is an evil recolor character. Sometimes it's just Black Optimus Prime.
Yeah, kind of like
stop rolling your eyes at me, Kilby.
For Alternity, they always did that too. They painted Prime red, blue, and super black.
I like to pretend that Alternity doesn't exist.
Super black. That's like the black hole black or something.
Yeah, it's
black.
Black.
It's
extremely
super
black.
Convoy.
It's so black that you can black. See the black in the black.
So black you can't see him.
Yeah.
he's invisible.
He's invisible black.
That's right. He absorbs light.
So has anyone?
No, I gotta wonder if anyone in Japan's like, Jesus, another one?
No, yeah, I think they're saying, shit, 100%. Holy crap, another one. I want this right now. And they go buy, like,
I wonder if people like skip school to go buy Black Convoy when it's released.
I guess we'll have to ask our listeners. If you're one of those people that did that, let us know.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing tomorrow?
We want to hear from you.
I'm skipping school to buy Convoy. Black.
That's so much better than totally skip to do. I like skip school to like get drunk and play Doom.
There you go.
This guy knows how to play. Or what? I mean.
No, I just, I gotta go to school.
I just like to think somewhere in Japan, there's a kid who looks just like Brian, like his Japanese doppelganger, and he does skip school.
For Black Convoy.
For only Black Convoy.
Just
not for like Pocky or something crazy like that.
I love Pocky. Of course, you can get Pocky at Walmart now, so like the mistake is gone.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like, man, this Pocky's good. I'm so exotic. Man, someone give me something to drink. It dries out my throat.
I told you guys I saw Pocky being sold at BotCon, right? And they sold him for like $3 a box.
That's insane.
I was like, what?
I remember being at a comic convention, and this guy was selling all sorts of Asian goodies. And of course, all the Asian super fans were running up, oh, Pocky, Pocky. And I was like, should I just go to the Walmart across the street and buy some and sell it? Because apparently,
yes,
these guys are dumb.
In fact, you should.
It's like, look at their shoes. They bought those at Walmart. If they went one aisle over.
Pocky.
I think I foresee sooner or later, Yan Yans will be as ubiquitous as Pocky.
I hope so, because Yan Yan's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
They were my favorite.
Also in the news, we have a Transformers massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Why?
In China.
In China.
Is this called... Oh, okay. I was going to say War for Cybertron?
It's going to be called Cybertronville.
Yeah, Cybertronville. So,
what are your metallic plants?
Yes. You grease your plants.
You won't play it, but all your... But like your sister and that guy you knew in second grade is playing it on Facebook.
And they'll be
like,
sending you requests. You want to play Transformers with me?
You freaking noobs.
Yeah. So
Rob Springer wants you to help him blow up some Decepticons.
So, I mean, obviously, other than the fact that it's being developed there, why wouldn't anyone want to bring that out here? I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be that big of a stretch to do it.
Well, I think we need to see exactly what kind of game it's going to be before we make that assumption.
It could be a card. It could be a card game.
Card game, or you know,
I don't know.
It's one of those
that.
I got to go to Target every other day and buy a $20 card so I can use something on the game.
Or you know,
hey, why am I got to kiss all these girls to get powers? What's going on?
So, yeah, so I think it would be cool if we got one, but there's really, you know. Are you pointing at me, Rob? Are you threatening me?
Are you trying to pick his nose? Stop trying to pick his nose.
Don't pick your nose, Rob.
It's a dirty habit. Your eyes will fall out.
So, I would like to get a Transformers MMORPG, so I wouldn't play it, but I would like to have the opportunity to.
You know, I'm the like, opportunity to not play it.
Yeah, you'd like to have the chance to refuse to play it.
Yes, exactly.
It makes something. I'd be more willing to play that on Facebook than Farmville any day.
Nice. Way to go, Rob.
Excuse you.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now we are.
Double up.
It's fixed.
It was gremlins in the system.
It was gremlins in the system. I was getting a little too ambitious with the clicking. So, Transformers...
Yeah, stop clicking so much.
Yeah, Transformers Masterpiece Rodimus. We finally got picks. And wow, that's Rodimus Prime.
That can probably really
turn into
that.
Hot Rod.
Yeah, I want it. But I
mean, really, really, really want that.
It's like...
Well, you know, give it 2 years and you can buy it for, like, $75 at Toys R Us.
Which is probably how I'm going to get it, because...
$200 is a lot of money for a Transformer.
That is a lot of money.
I'm hoping that's
got
like
a... kind of burned on some of these Japanese ones here.
I'm hoping that price isn't, like, final, but, man...
It isn't. You know, they're doing that to cover themselves. When the price gets revealed to be lower, they'll correct the pre-order prices down.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know, if they set the pre-order price low and then it turned out it's going to cost more, it's kind of a problem to then up the pre-order prices.
Yeah, it would definitely be harder to, for people who have opted in at $200 to, you know, sort of swallow that pill to go for like $250. So I think that if someone's willing to pay $200 for that, they're probably willing to pay $250.
Probably
I think they're willing to pay anything.
Yeah, I want it. Don't get me wrong. I really do. I love Rodimus Prime. He's one of my favorite characters in all of Transformers. But it's a lot of money.
Now, will this mean that there will be a masterpiece Galvatron to come along after this?
And he would come with an ultimate weapon.
Kill somebody.
Yeah, it comes with an ultimate weapon.
That would be
maybe it'll be part of their Welcome to 2011 Transformers.
Yeah,
that's the taste.
Actually, I would want him to come with a Cyclonus to abuse. You know.
Mm.
In, like, Cyclonus would have a telephone so he could, like, you know, call the police for domestic abuse.
Go run and hide.
Then he would go home to be with his mom and come back a couple days later because he loves him.
What they need to do, now that you mentioned Cyclonus, what they need to do is make a special edition Masterpiece Megatron, which would be like the Time Wars version that comes with a Cyclonus head to carry around.
What does everybody want? Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you, Rob? So, let's see here. What else do we have in the news? Okay, this is the news item that sort of perplexed me. So, there's a transforming fire truck in Transformers 3.
And it's Red Alert.
Way to shut him down, man.
It's not been revealed that it's Red Alert, has it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. That in the show notes, that's what makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, but the guy's like, you know, I want to dispel some of these rumors. It's not Inferno. It's not Hotspot or Pyro. I think the fandom will faint when they find out who this fire truck is. Unless the fire truck's like Jesus or something, I really don't think they're going to faint. Or unless it's me. Unless they somehow figure out how to make the fire truck me. I don't think it's faint worthy. I don't know who they could pull this out to be. The example
that's quoted here, it's going to be like when people saw Optimus Prime for the first time with flames. That wasn't fainting. That was like aneurysms.
Yeah.
Extreme pissed. Extremely being pissed.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad I missed that.
I recall seeing a blurb where he said, I know a lot of you guys are thinking Ultra Magnus, but you shouldn't think of it being as a him or a her. So it's like, so what? It's just a fire truck with a symbol?
Yeah, well, somebody was like, oh, it's definitely Ultra Magnus.
I know what it is. It's Rescue Roy.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, man, that would be so great.
Now, that would make me faint. I'd go, oh, Lord, that's Rescue Roy.
I actually had a Dalmatian for like a week until I gave it back that I named Rescue Roy. Pretty sweet.
I hated it. You give him back.
Oh, no.
No backsies.
You hated it.
Yeah, I kind of hated that dog. It wasn't a very good dog.
They're actually kind of awful.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad dog. Bad dog.
Yeah. That's
Bring
Dalmatian.
The down.
Well, so it was isn't a real dog.
Well, isn't it sad that, I mean, at this point, I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way, but the way they characterize people in the movies, it doesn't really matter what they call it. It's not like it's going to be characterized as the character we know by the same name.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
It's not like it's going to be characterized anyway.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter.
He says he needs to be in the movie.
At some point, something's getting pissed on. We know that.
Yes, somebody's going to be doing
and
some
if we're
pissing.
Lucky, someone's going to have their face taken.
Somebody's going to get the yellow discipline. That's all.
The yellow discipline.
You know, this time, let be Shia.
Yeah.
He has it coming. Yeah, cocky little prick. Yeah.
So
you ruined Indy 4.
So going back to what we said last week, was it you, Rob, that said that What's-Her-Face may be Michaela?
Yeah, some news blurb I forget the video. It was up last week where it was like a local news thing, and they're showing the actors run by, and they show the names of the characters playing, and Bag of Hangers come running by, and it says her name and Michaela Barnes.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know, because Nelson said that her name is Carly.
Yeah, so I'm chalking that up as, hey, the news doesn't always know what they're talking about.
No.
They never know what they're talking about.
Especially the entertainment news. Are like, would you guys believe there's this movie called Three Men and a Baby, and there's only three men in it for 30 minutes?
Wow.
I timed it. Ted Danson was barely in that damn movie. Yeah. Not a sequel, he was in there the whole time, but...
Wow, you dissected both movies.
That's right, those are good movies. Like that was not a ghost at all.
No, it's not a ghost, it's just a cardboard stand-up. It's all it is, it's a cardboard stand-up. It's not a ghost. Read Snopes.com, they will dispel
that. It's Ted Danson.
Yeah, so... Okay. Anything else in the news? The Mercedes-Benz is Q or not? What?
Q?
Huh?
What?
John DeLonge?
They're not sure.
Yeah.
What the so what? What?
So earlier this week, we were like, "Oh, it's Q," because Nelson put in his in like a caption on a picture that he took while in Chicago that he put as Q. But I guess we were all quite overzealous about it, so we were like, "Oh, it's Q," blah blah blah. And he said, "Well, I put G as in for the Bumblebee Hope poster, so then it's not Q." Okay.
Q sounds like a placeholder name, as in they don't have a name trademarked yet.
Or the name's like 2 light years long, and we just simplify it by saying Q.
It's Billy, guys.
Sorry. Plus, Jolt is out of Transformers 3. Who's Jolt?
He's that guy who had the badass whips. It was all like, psh, 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 bye, guys.
He was there only for just to help power Optimus Prime up, pretty much.
Right.
Jolt, lend me your whips.
He was in like 2 scenes.
Help pick Jolt, up Jeff Burton's pieces.
Someone remembers I'm here. I'm a little disappointed because, one, I really like the Jolt toy and his way he looks. So I'm a little disappointed he doesn't get any characterization ever. Second, I have in my mind, he talks like Eek the Cat.
I completely forgot about Eek the Cat. That's kind of great, actually.
See, Rob, it doesn't matter that he's not going to be in the movie anymore because you've just made him a 300% better character than he would ever get to be in the movie.
He's all like, got his little whipping things. And he's all like, don't make me shock you, man.
Plus, this is the example that he doesn't need to be in the movie for them to give him like 10 different toys based on the same mold. So,
yeah,
true. It's a good toy, though.
Yeah. So, okay, what else? I'm looking at the show notes because I didn't study before. We have two packs. Or
there
something
you go.
About Tupac. I'm trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, Tupac alive. Still dead.
Yeah, he is still dead. That's
he's alive.
And then I think the next he's releasing a new album out. Next month, though.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Yeah, miraculously.
Yeah. so we have Blue Maximus. Is that his name? Versus Crosshairs.
Blue Maximus
is like the best name ever. It's the best Transformers name since Midnight Express.
Then there's gonna be a repaint. It's gonna be Red Maximus. It's just gonna go through all the colors.
Someone brought up a point on T-Formers. What if it's a homage to Blue Bacchus?
It's not. RAC actually figured this one out. There is an award that was given to pilots during World War One. I think I didn't read the article very much, but the. Nickname for it was the Blue Max.
Gotcha. Man, some people have much more dedication to studying names than I do.
Hey, Monzo.
I wonder why he's called that.
Yeah.
Let's look through the Bible. Mm-hmm.
But Monzo doesn't study it. He just knows it.
He just knows it.
Right.
That's he true. Told him to call it
that.
It
just uploads into his brain, right?
Basically.
Yeah. Straight plug right into the brain.
Yeah, Monzo is the internet.
Basically,
he is the end of the internet. Once you hit the end of the internet, Monzo's face is right there.
Okay. In the Ustream next week, I'm going to have a cutaway, kind of like I'm doing right here. It's just going to be a picture of Monzo. That's going to be my cutaway.
Monzo with lightning shooting out of his eyes and a bonsai buddy dancing in the front of the screen.
That would be great. I love Monzo so much. He's one of my favorite people that I have ever known in or out of the fandom. He's so great. He's the only picture I took at BotCon, I think, on my camera. Yeah. So
they stole Monzo. Oh, that's a camera.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Oh. Go ahead.
This has nothing to do with Transformers, but I just read something on Mashable that Google Wave is no more, so we can't use it anymore, you guys.
Are you serious?
Aww.
No, they said they don't plan to continue developing Wave as a standalone product.
Oops. Man, they got tired
of
working on
Google Docs better anyway.
Which means they're just going to integrate everything that they put in Google Wave into Gmail anyway. So,
yeah,
all that stuff's slowly getting in there anyway. So it's not like it matters. But
guys, let's just make a Google group to use our notes.
Yeah, we'll have somebody like Big Daddy Zeus troll it, you know, as we do.
Damn it, Rob Seifer.
Rob's Rob Cypher is awesome and sad all at the same time. I wish I could. I wish I could troll myself onto a reality show.
That took skill.
Yeah, that took skill. If anyone cares, read what Encyclopedia Dramatica, and just look up Rob Cypher.
Google.
Yeah. So.
At this point, he has his own ads.
He probably has a AdWords account just to promote himself. So, Bweebum, tell us about what the current giveaway at tformers.com.
Oh, yeah. We are giving away 5 DLC codes for PlayStation 3 War for Cybertron. We are giving away 3 chances to win on Tformers and 2 chances on Facebook. So, like us on Facebook. I always hate that. Be a fan of us on Facebook sounds so much better, but I mean, you don't have to necessarily like it anyway.
No, yes, you do.
Yes,
like
yes.
This was a lame one, buddy.
That's true. But just like our Facebook page and then post in the appropriate note box, and so do that on Tformers and on Facebook, and get 5 chances to win a DLC code for PlayStation 3.
That's awesome. For,
but and cool. Please, if you have like Xbox or DS or something,
do it anyway.
Jerk.
Yeah, do it anyway.
No. That was not what I was trying to say. That was not my point.
You know, I don't have a PS3, and I'm a fan on Facebook. So,
be a fan on Facebook, but don't, you know, enter the contest.
Oh yeah, don't do that. That would be bad. But be a fan. You know, why not?
Be a fan.
Fan RFC as well. Just
fan RFC. Sure.
Fan me. I don't have a fan page, but create one. No, I'm kidding. Don't.
Chop.
I should have a fan page. Damn.
You should have a fan page, Rob. Before the end of the week, you will have a fan page.
Right on.
I'll just change that Ravage 3 Bodies Evolution fan page into a Rob Springer fan page.
Nice.
I probably got more fanfic written about me than him anyway.
You think so?
Well, thing is, it's true stories. So.
That's true. That's true.
He did what?
Is it a clean version of Tucker Max?
Maybe.
It's more like, how many bleeps can we fit into this TV edit of Mallrats? You know what? Just redub Jay's lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd imagine after 2 minutes, you'd just get sick of counting.
Have you seen the TV edit of Mallrats? They actually completely redub Jay because they'd have to beep out every word.
Every
word. It's like someone else going, well, schnookity boogers. It's like somebody else's voice. And he opens his mouth, well, poogly woogly.
It's like, well, poogly woogly.
And great, like, googa mooga.
Guys, we need to go over there. It's like, say, fellas, I think we need to go there.
Okay, so let's go ahead, take a break, and we'll be back with our weekly topic.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Radio Free Cybertron, the only radio show where you'll hear me say, I'm not wearing any pants.
The GoBot Puzzler Set. 6 renegade GoBots that go together like a giant puzzle.
Zigzag and Room Pudding.
Each is a mighty robot.
I'm Jigsaw, one bad butt.
A mighty vehicle.
Pocket and Crossroad go arm in arm.
And together.
Tic Tac heads for the top.
A renegade GoBot giant. The GoBot Puzzler Set. Each GoBot Puzzler also sold separately. New from Tonka.
The Transformers. More than meets the eye.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, robots in disguise.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
With us right now, we have Tony. How do you say your last name? Is it Thrussell? How do you say it?
Well done. I'm impressed. Yes.
Wow. Well, I am English by means of ancestry.
Excellent.
So, you're going to auto assembly just like Lady Wreck. So
I am indeed. Yes.
There's been some news that's popped up. Auto assembly is huge this year.
Yeah. Well, now it's European, Europe's largest Transformers convention. We had that distinction of last year, but this year has now sold, I believe, 525 tickets.
Dude, that's like as big as BotCon was at one point. I mean, that's like BotCon, that's like real. That's like when BotCon was fun. That's like really fun. That's how big it was.
Oh yeah, and as a result of that, Hasbro have gotten in on the act. They have sent us basically, you know, the is it Challenge for Cybertron 3-pack?
With... Yes, everybody wants one.
It's
of those.
It's not even out yet here.
No, well, yeah, at the convention, because here in the UK we're not getting it at all. That and again, sucks. It's screwed by Hasbro.
But we love them anyway.
Shouldn't say that too
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, we love them anyway. Well, basically, what's happening is there are 30 sets to give away, and basically they're doing a Willy Wonka style. You turn up, you get your convention stuff, and you could get a golden ticket and possibly win a set.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going
to
say.
Have
well,
to go.
Well, two of the figures are great, and the other one's Universe Galvatron. You know what can you do?
They can't all be winners.
Yeah.
Looks like Galvatron's someone won a prize. Awesome.
Yeah. So,
well, it's gone.
Who,
sorry.
Who all did? Is Kal-El the primary organizer?
He's on the committee, but it's a guy called Simon Plume.
I know who that is.
Yeah, who's actually organized the everything. But yeah, Kal-El Prime's on the committee.
Who have they managed to get guest wise this year?
Well, they have Gary Chalk.
Awesome.
Scott McNeil.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mustang Sally.
That was
I saw that video. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I took that. That was the most awesome thing that happened all week.
Yeah, well, we've got a karaoke thing going on this year, so we're going to try and get him up there. We've also got... Shalou, it was done at colorist for IDW. Some stuff for IDW. Just getting the website up here. Nick Roche.
Don't forget Nick Roche. Yeah.
Oh, I was coming to Nick Roche. Chris Carter, Jason Cardi, Kat Nicholson, Nick Roche, the legend that is Nick Roche.
Good Lord, man. How many people are coming?
Yeah, quite
a few.
You need to have, that's just massive. That's a lot of people. That's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You have more guests than BotCon.
You need a convention just to hold them.
Really?
Like
more
a softball
guests than
BotCon? All the guests.
How many of them actually just come into the convention, though?
I think Derek J. Wyatt is coming just for the convention.
Okay. Hey, since you're on your way, dude.
Yeah, well, it is 1:54 a.m. in the UK. It's now a week to auto assembly.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah, this time next week I will be on a plane.
Wow,
that's a long flight or something.
It is. It's a very long flight.
But it'll be worth every second.
It will be, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it better be because I'm spending a lot of money to go.
No doubt,
and a lot of pressure. What is that? 15 hours?
Pressure, lots of pressure.
No, BotCon is so
it's
huge.
It's gonna take.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
I was gonna say my first. Let's see, my trip over there will take about 16 hours. That's with I think two over layovers or whatever, and then on the way back it's gonna be about 20 hours. So,
whoa,
20 hours is sucky. That's like here.
I'm bringing lots of books to read.
Yeah, I took a 24-hour train ride one time. Yeah, the books are going to get old really fast.
They're very, very long books.
Yeah, which bathroom can I go to this time?
Take some methamphetamines. That's probably what
I'm
going to do.
Your iPod.
So they'll arrest me, right?
Like video, right?
My iPod does? It does have video, but it does. I have a video on there. The only problem is it you probably could watch like one video, and then it'll probably die. And so,
Like 1/20th of the way through, her battery is going to die.
Well, that's pretty lousy.
Man, Jurassic Park is good. Damn it!
I wonder how it ends.
I don't know. So, yeah, it's going to be shaping up to be a damn good convention.
Yeah,
right on.
You know, it sounds like it's just the right size. They have a huge selection or lineup of guests. It sounds pretty bitchin', actually.
Yeah, it will be. Well, if anything from last year's anything to go by, then this year's just going to be even better. Because last year's guests, we had Greg Berger and Ian James Collett.
Wow.
From Beast Wars. And a large percentage of the ticket sales for this year was largely due to the fact that all the people that went last year's uploaded videos and just said how awesome it was. Like, literally just hanging out and just messing around and drinking and talking and buying stuff and, you know, being in the script reading and things like that. And then because of that, a lot more people have decided to come along, which is always awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I wonder if Auto Assembly is one of the first conventions to go viral.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so.
Awesome.
I mean, Apple... hours and hours and hours of footage up there and so did everybody else, so you know,
that's pretty awesome. So something like this, you have to have some sort of strategy. What's your strategy? What are you going to experience the camaraderie of the fans? Are you going to go to the dealer room? Are you going to like try to hobnob and everything with the guests, or what's your game plan?
Well, basically, from last year, I didn't really know anybody, and I just had a kind of a mental list of what I was going to pick up, and I went down there, and with the space of 10-15 minutes, we were just out on the bar, just yakking, just talking, you know, about everything and anything. And then it was the kind of thing where, oh, I'll go to the dealer room's open. I'll go and have a look around. And I didn't pick anything up that I wanted. I got some great stuff, don't get me wrong. And it was just a fantastic experience, all in all. And this year, with all experience.
That's another pretty thing. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, I think the best strategy to go for, as in picking stuff up, is don't expect anything.
Like, that's pretty much my motto in life.
Yeah.
No,
if you're going, if you're going down specifically to get a Diatlas, for example, you're probably not going to get one. But if you go, right, I could, yeah, I'd like some more action.
Do we know how many dealers that have signed up for Auto Assembly? Do we have any numbers on that? I don't think we did. I think we're fine. It's being a little choppy. Ustream's having some issues for me in general. But I think we're okay.
Yeah, audio's still good. Here comes the video back. We're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, I just came back.
Yeah, this happens to me. This happens to me, like, just watching video in general at Ustream. So they may have some scaling problems because it's quickly becoming the YouTube of live streaming. So sometimes it's choppy.
Sometimes. I think you just need to blame Flash.
Yeah, that's true too.
No, we just need to blame Kilby.
No, never blame Kilby for anything.
Kilby, eat more things. Maybe it'll stop.
I have like a memory card reader. Should I eat this?
Yes.
Well, if you want, we'll probably watch out.
Sorry. What's Rob saying? Blame Canada. Nice. I need to watch this.
Oh,
now,
1999.
Oh god, that was so long ago.
Still relevant.
Yeah. Party just like it. Party like it's that time.
So yeah, Auto Assembly sounds totally boss. I wish I could go.
Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah. I mean, it sounds if it wasn't so far away.
What did you say the turnout was again?
Yeah, take lots of pictures, Amy.
I will. I'll take lots.
I will as well. We'll definitely post them up on the RFC Facebook page.
That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet. Okay. So, do you want to hang around for our topic of the week? By chance, or do you have to crash?
No, I'm fine. I can hang around.
Okay, cool. So I really wanted to talk about this a couple of weeks ago, but sorry, I'm swallowing some pepperoni. I'm trying to eat pizza while I podcast. It's not really working. I'm totally professional. So the topic I wanted to discuss is really, I mean, what brings you back to Transformers? There are ups and there are downs. Some ups are great, like Armada. Some things are down, like, I don't know, Dreamwave. Masterpiece.
Final the movie.
Tech. Yeah, the movies.
Alternity.
Yeah.
Flames.
The comics.
why do we come back?
Otherwise, it's great.
What do we love so much? What do we love so much about Transformers that brings us back? It can't
well,
just
the
be
in the head
right now.
It can't just be the. It can't just be like the friends. I mean, for years I went.
Sure,
for,
I can.
For,
not good enough.
No, for years I went people to BotCon. I went to BotCon not even to go to BotCon, just to see people. But this last year, I did as much with Transformers as I've done since 03, and I had an absolute blast just doing Transformers stuff. I love Transformers now as much as I ever have.
I think I'm the same. It's just like ingrained into me nowadays.
Do you ever let it? I mean, so it's easy to let things get to you. I mean, the fandom. Sometimes the fandom is dumb. I mean, I'm part of it, but sometimes the just general, you know, mindset's kind of 180 degrees out of phase, and sometimes that can be frustrating. But I mean, Beast Machines. Oh, Beast Machines is the worst thing ever.
There's nothing wrong with Beast Machines.
Nothing's wrong with Beast Machines. You know,
you see, the thing is with Transformers is for every piece of awesome, there's some absolute crap, and it's like it's an extreme high then an extreme low. There's no kind of middle ground.
I mean, we just got off of Transformers Animated, which is some of the best Transformers we ever got. Transformers Prime doesn't look like.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
designs
too early to be able to tell.
Yeah, and
punch somebody
and things that the producers have said that is like, oh,
yeah,
epic.
Well,
okay,
see, the thing I sense about Prime is it's the whole. Well, we're gonna be in the movie verse. Well, that's a thumbs down straight away, and then they go, well, we're not making any toys, so that brings straight into mind the fact that all Hasbro need to do is repackage all 07 toys and all Revenge of the Fallen toys with Transformers Prime packaging.
Yeah.
That's two thumbs down, then.
Two thumbs down.
I mean...
Yeah.
But, I mean... Am I the only person here that's been out of the... XV is in the same boat, was out of the fandom for a while.
I was.
Mostly for the first movie.
Yeah, I mean, what brought you back? What brought you back to Transformers? I mean, you could...
Animated.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I think for me, it was Dreamwave more than anything.
I'm sorry. I still really
hey,
like you.
A lot
you.
Of us drink
well,
the Kool-Aid.
Love it or hate it. Basically, there was just nothing, in my opinion, that I saw. No new toys, no anything. It was all Beast stuff, and I was like, yeah, man, whatever. And then it was Dreamwave... That was like the first new piece of Generation 1, you know, storytelling. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I just immediately went and watched everything. Like, I watched Beast Wars, I watched Beast Machines, I watched, the first five episodes of Armada. The Armada.
That's all you needed to watch. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Billy, my mom's out to take this from you.
What?
Autobots, we've got a Minicon in the desert. Let's go get it. Oh my God, there's Decepticons.
Oh my God, it's Leader One.
And then next
Leader One, stop
jungle,
him.
But set in a forest.
Armada had one of the best points
Decepticons
ever.
Fighting over a Minicon, and the Autobots get this one.
Sadly, I watched the entire Armada series. I don't know how I did it. I got the box set, yo.
I made it most of the way through it on the initial run. I have never watched an episode subsequently. Rob, you were saying something about having the best point.
It has, like, for everyone who dislikes human kids in Transformers because they've failed to notice the past 25 years of Transformers TV, there's a point where Optimus literally tells the kids to stay behind. And, like, we want to help you. And he's like, well, you can help by standing over here.
You can help by shutting up.
Yeah, exactly.
You can help by going back to school, because that's where everybody...
About 75% of this fan base seems to hate, has the line you really wanted to hear this whole time, like, no, you're in the way.
I mean, it's true. I mean, like, you know, Gary Chalk, if there's going to be an optimist and if he's going to make sense, it's going to be Gary Chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he was so limited. I mean, after being so good on the mainframe series, he was just so limited to what he could do.
I mean, it was pre-scripted. There was no chance that he could really deviate from that, and he had to time everything out, and it was limiting for him. He's such a dynamic actor, and as Freddy versus Jason showed us, improved beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the whole dubbing scene really isn't for people like him. It's for people who are more structured and linear. It's not Gary Chalk. He should have been an animated. But, you know, David Kaye did a great job, too.
Mm-hmm.
He did a fantastic job, admittedly.
Yes,
he did quite good. He did a
good job. So, XV, for XV, animated brought him back. For me, I wanted to do the podcast again. My man, I really miss doing RFC. You know, I haven't done that since I was like a teenager. I think, okay, I'm going to...
I thought you were 23 when we started RFC the first time.
1920. I just turned 20.
I just turned 20
when we started doing
this. Phonograph.
Yeah, it's on the phonograph.
Go back. Look what came in the mills, guys.
RFC has done in 1920.
He's the Morse code the whole show.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an ad.
Ways overseas.
Yeah, but no, I wanted to do the podcast again. I mean, basically. So it's like, well, I really miss Transformers. I still love them. I still, like, talk to all my Transformers friends, but I don't sit down and obsessively read the news like I used to, and I don't obsessively buy like I used to. And I was only out of the game for a couple of years, and it was a couple
That's
of years...
That's why the show is like it is today.
Exactly, because I completely missed Cybertron, basically, and the last half of Energon. Not the toys. I really didn't buy much in the way of Cybertron toys, but I was pretty obsessive about buying Armada and Energon. But I think I got in Cybertron. I ended up getting Vector Prime and Hotshot. That's it. But yeah. So it was like, well, I love Transformers. I miss Transformers. I think there's an opportunity here to bring the podcast back because I rarely did a week pass when someone said, "Hey, why don't you bring RFC back? Why don't you bring RFC back?" So, like, well, no, I'll do it. So, spent a couple of months just obsessively reading and catching up, and here we are.
Cool.
So, but
I want to hear Amy.
Amy. Oh. What brought you back, or what keeps you here? I mean, Rob never left. what keeps you coming back to Transformers?
Well, first of all, I actually missed everything. I saw G1, and then I fell off the face of the earth into a cryostasis, and I woke back up after the first movie, pretty much. I mean, it was, I went to see, I heard that they were coming out with the Transformers movie, and I know everybody else was probably negative about it. I wasn't even in the fandom at that point, and I was like, awesome, I can't wait to see it. I loved it. At the time, I was kind of having babies, and so I kind of really couldn't get on a fandom at that point. Yeah, I was.
I'm having a baby. I can't transform this alternator. Oh my god!
So essentially, you're what Ender is right now.
Well, I was. Yeah, the second movie, when the second movie. Okay, when the first movie came out in 2007, right?
Yes, 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's when I was having my second child. And so, yeah, I was very, very busy. But last year when the second movie came out, like a month before it came out, I just started getting really obsessive about G1. I thought, oh, you know, I'd like to see that again. I was like, it's been, you know, I'm getting ready to start the second movie, and so I didn't know where to find it, and I started actually looking at like Blockbuster and, you know, Netflix, and thought, well, you know, hey, I want to go watch this again. It's got to be out there by now. Everything's on DVD now. Where is it? And I couldn't find it. And I was like, doggone it. They had it, but it was like, you know, really, really long wait. And that's really what happened, is I got on YouTube, and I actually got my iPod Touch about that time. And I started searching YouTube videos online on my iPod Touch, and I found G1, and I started watching it all over again, and it just kind of snowballed from there. After the movie came out, I found podcasts, and that's really what got me back on board, is that. So, long story short, it was kind of the movies, but at the same time, I just remember G1 from way back when I was a kid, and I thought, I want to get back into it again. So I just started watching stuff and getting connected with other people. And
if you think that you're connected.
Yeah, what is it about G1, though, that made you want, that just hooked you?
The characters and the story. That's what really hooked me, is the characters and the story. Back then, when we got...
Rob, that's not nice.
Deep so.
Rob. Back then, bad Rob.
That fence is alive, Megatron.
Oh, we're awful.
So, I was 8 years old when G1 came out on TV. I remember vividly, because for some reason, you know, we didn't have cable for a while. Like, we had the Disney Channel, and like, that was it. And then I think that fall, my mom and my dad decided to like get cable. We'll try it out, see how it is. And for me, I didn't grow up on a lot of cartoons. So when it came out, when G1 was coming out on TV, I remember seeing a couple of cartoon advertisements, and I literally ran home for 2 weeks after school from the bus stop, hoping to see G1 on TV, you know, Transformers on TV. I was like, oh, I want to see that. And so I ran home for 2 weeks straight, just going, oh, and I was so disappointed every single day when it wasn't there. And I think it was just that, you know, for me, it was revolutionary. So I thought, oh, this is so cool. I really liked it. And I think it's just something about it just stuck with me. I mean, I watched G.I. Joe, He-Man, She-Ra, all of those other ones too after that. But something about G1 just really stuck with me.
I am so glad I'm not an obsessive He-Man fan, because I think I would have ended up killing myself.
Man, you'd be suffering.
I would have killed myself sometime around 1997.
Well, just one word sums up He-Man. And that's Fisto. Come on, really, Fisto?
Fisto is awesome.
Bend over, guys. Here I come.
He's got the best. He's got the best beard ever. Yeah, Fisto's beard is fantastic. Ninjor's beard is Ninjor is pretty awesome too. But Fisto is fantastic.
I always like Clawful, because like, my name is Clawful, but not really, because I only have one big claw. The other claw is really small.
the other claw is really small.
If they're like both big, I'd be huge. If I had, that'd be Clawsfuls.
Clawsfuls. Yeah. So
I'm a big ass crab. Someone will beat me.
Actually, I think Fisto is up there. Ninjor is up there. But
Judah,
God.
The guy with the golden hand. Yeah. It's like, I punch. Oh yeah, well I chop.
So it seems like I haven't missed anything in terms of not. Like getting into the He-Man crew.
Well, what you've missed is like the recent stuff, like the recent wave of like fake stuff, like the Wondar, who's a fake Wonder Bread character, and the guy who's a dentist from that Robot Chicken show.
Oh yeah, the dentist.
Yeah, so you really missed nothing at all from He-Man.
And I didn't miss the. I also missed the Fun Maddie Collector server time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Is that still going on? I assume yes.
Well, Digital River, the company that does it, is just awful in general. I tried to order something from Microsoft's home use program website, and it's fulfilled by Digital River, and I never got it. Never.
Actually, you know what? I bought Windows 7 from them.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. It was
congratulations.
Yeah,
count yourself lucky.
But it was the most confusing thing I've ever seen. It's like, to download this, you must do this, and it was like 20 steps, and it was the most confusing thing ever.
Yeah, I tried to get Microsoft Office 2010 on HUP because it's such a great deal. I mean, it was like $10 for Office 2010, and Nope, didn't work.
Yeah, I got Windows 7 for like $30, which is sweet.
That's a great deal. Microsoft employee price is like $15. Actually, if you have a TechNet subscription, it's free.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a TechNet subscription. But it's $150 a year, but it's like a la carte all you want.
But then you have to go through Digital River again.
Is it? Right. I don't think that's Digital River. Not that it matters. Okay. Matty Collector sucks because of Digital River. If it wasn't for Digital River, it wouldn't be that bad. What is Rob doing?
I'm playing with a ShamWow.
Is that, I don't really want to ask what Rob is doing.
Is that a real ShamWow or a knockoff Dollar Tree ShamWow?
Nope, it's not a WoW. It's a ShamWow.
It's the same thing, right? I mean, they just create these things so they can sell it, right?
Yeah, probably.
No, true story. Vince Hoffer actually bought a bunch from the flea market and had his name stuff put on them.
Okay.
No kidding.
The funny thing is, Rob's playing with a ShamWow, and I've been playing with this fan remote control for the past like 20 minutes.
Hold on, you're drooling.
Somebody's Verizon phone is going off.
So, so Rob, what is it that keeps you coming back to Transformers? I mean, you've never left, and you've been around since the beginning.
OCD.
OCD works.
I think we all have that, though, to be fair.
No, Tony. I think I legitimately have OCD about this to the point that I order. Remember the when Galaxy Force was out and it put out the Buzzsaw versus Blur pack and the Long Arm versus Stupid pack, and everyone had to have it.
Versus.
It was Rucket. Runabout. Or run
amok.
One of those guys. Yeah, run amok. Well, so I bought that. Mm. And then I bought the Cybertron versions. But yeah, OCD, maybe. I remember, I think I've said this before, seeing that original commercial for Transformers when I was in kindergarten and like fantasizing about them the next day. Mind you, I had Diachrones and Shogun Warriors and GoBots. This was something new. It's the same thing. This was something new. Yeah. I didn't even grasp the concept of them transforming. It was just,
So it's an obsession, but do you not love Transformers? I mean,
I love some Transformers, y'all.
I mean, do you not have like some emotional attachment to this?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's almost like you want to laugh at it at some point because like I'm 32.
Yeah.
I'm older than you.
Yeah. But Amy, you went away from this at some point. I was in the ninth grade, some people have to hide stuff when they're a teenager, like their sexual orientation or drug.
Transformers was your dirty little secret.
I was like,
put that on the table.
Put my head back
sneaking
down
around the store because someone's gonna see me buying this. I'm not kidding because the town I grew up in was kind of like Lord of the Flies when I was a kid, and nerds got beat up. So and I didn't want to get beat up for that. So you had to kind of hide your dorky stuff. So yeah, it never went away. And I'm just like, I was buying like Beast Wars stuff. And like, you remember when Transformers? I was like, yeah, I remember those things.
I don't do that anymore, though.
I remember being so passionate about Transformers when I go into the store that I would talk to the kids about it. Just like really excitedly. It's like, ooh, did you see this episode? Or, ooh, what do you think about this one? It's like, oh, this one's not easy to transform. He knows how to transform them. Thank you very much. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
The worst experience for me for that is I was in my local Toys R Us and I was just having a look. This is a couple of years ago when they had the G1 reissues. And this little lad and his mother walked in the shop and there was in the same aisle I was down the Transformer aisle. And I'm having a look. I'm going, as you do. And his mother pointed at the reissue of Power Master Prime and went, oh, look, Transformers. And this little lad, must have been about 5 or 6, went, that's not proper Transformers, and pointed at some Energon rubbish.
Like, F-U-A-T-T.
Oh, my God.
You poor soul. You should have been like, you poor soul.
That's pretty awesome. You ought to high-five the kid. Like, she's like,
see you, Marcia.
But then I went to explain. I went, yeah, but this is Generation 1. These are the very first Transformers back from 1984. These are awesome. That's not quite so awesome.
Oh, burn.
But I did manage to convince him to buy the reissue of Jazz. So, yeah.
So you made him buy a crappy toy. That was the cruelest thing that anyone's ever done to a kid that I know of.
You know what? He probably got so pissed off at that toy that he killed his little brother throwing it.
I mean, seriously, if you're going to make him buy a Jazz mold, at least make him buy Ricochet so he gets the Target Master.
Then he can swallow. Yeah, so.
Well, yeah.
I remember around reissue time at Toys R Us, you know, Hot Rod first came out and he was just vanished before he hit the shelf. Same with Optimus. People were robbing the trucks to get to him. And Ultra Magnus was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, no one was buying Ultra Magnus. And I remember going into the store to buy some, I think it was Armada or... No, Red was still on the shelf at the time, I think. And I was looking for, because at the time I had hooked up at Toys R Us. That's how I got like all the exclusives without looking for them. And I was waiting for my hookup to come bring me my Scourge. And this kid's going absolutely just nuts over G1 Ultra Magnus. This is the awesomest thing ever. And his dad was like, no, really, look at this one.
No, it's
really
not.
This one. His dad remembered. And I was just like, kind of felt bad because I already had an Ultra Magnus at home, and then I had spent so much time my teenage years rebuilding a G1 Ultra Magnus from parts, buying them offline and finding them in yard sales, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll just buy this thing for $30. Yay. And this kid's like, yeah. It's like, no, kid. It took me 2 years to realize that toy's not that great.
I loved that toy as a kid. I thought it was the best thing ever. I remember when I didn't play with it, I was thinking about playing with it. But it's such an awful toy. It's like,
man,
this
is the best show ever.
It's awful.
It's such a pretty toy, though. Yeah, it's good to look at.
It's cool to look at, but
in vehicle mode. In vehicle mode, I will agree. In vehicle mode, but in robot mode, it might as well be one of those like play castles or play houses that you look at the back end of it, and it's just little places for things to stand. They're like, it's like the TV funhouse.
Yeah.
True.
Go back and look at it. It does not age well.
No, it's a pretty god awful toy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with that.
But you know, the toy that I missed in my life that I want more than anything else that I never got was the Diaclone Magnus reissue from 5 years ago. I want that so bad, and I don't want to pay the $300 now it goes for. But it's such an awful toy, but I want it so bad. Piss Magnus, too, actually. So.
Yeah, P Magnus.
A Shining Magnus, I guess you could say. But
Shining Stream Magnus.
Yeah. Shining.
Yellow Discipline Magnus?
Yeah.
Need to drink more water, Magnus.
Yeah. So, anyone else want to share before we jump into Twitter Theater? Because we need to hurry up and do new Soundwave.
I mean...
I have one last thing I'd like to say.
Okay.
Go on.
Just because I was talking with somebody earlier this week, or I can't remember if it was just a couple days ago or whatnot. The days are blending together. Basically, you know what? There's a lot of negativity. There can be a lot of negativity. And this is something that I kind of noticed when I first started like listening to podcasts, because at the time, TF Wire was going, and then they ended a couple months later. And... you know, that's one thing that I've kind of started to, well, I've observed it from the very beginning, but it really, maybe, I guess right now I've been thinking about this, like what keeps you coming back type of thing, because there, you can easily get really burned out on Transformers if you overwhelm yourself too much with it.
If you let it
I think
burn
you can.
You out. Yeah, absolutely.
I think
I'll
that
take your word for it.
Because there is a, you know, well, not for you, Rob, you're superhuman.
That's what she said.
I mean, it's a huge personal investment, emotionally and, you know, monetary. Back in 2002, after 4 or 5 years of collecting, I calculated that I'd probably spent something close to $30,000 on my collection at that point. And when you take something that seriously, and you put that much effort, because I didn't make a lot of money. I mean, that was a lot of hours of work, you know, put into this. And when something comes out, like, I really didn't like Robots in the Skies to begin with. I still am not too fond of the toys, but the show is kind of fun.
Really?
But I'm like, God, I've spent so much time and effort on Transformers, and Hasbro is putting this crap out. What do I do? But you know, it passes. You know, and then we got Armada. Armada's show was awful, but the toys were brilliant.
Armada Scavenger is awesome.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, I love that toy.
Knuckles.
So, it gets better, and it's life. It's really that's what it is. Some years suck. Some years are great. You just live through it. And if you decide you want to live through Transformers, fantastic. If you don't want that to be part of your life journey, dump it. I've decided not to dump it. I love it. It's here for the long haul and the Mixmaster.
I can't.
Well, I was talking with somebody about this just, like I said, a couple days ago. And I basically told them this. You know, you got to, if it's something that means something to you, even if it's just something that you're casual about or even not casual about, whatever it is about it that keeps you coming back, you just honor what you find appealing and, you know, just look for the positive things because there's plenty of negative. I mean, there really is a lot of negative. But you've got to find a balance in your life so that if you want to keep it around in your life, then, you know, you got to balance it or else, like I said, you just get burned out and then you don't want to have anything to do with it or you just fall off the wagon for a while and come back later.
Yeah, I've fallen off the wagon a couple of times. I probably will too. Again. So...
Yeah.
It's not that hard. You just got to be a little nutty and talk to some of the members of the stand in a few minutes. Oh, I did
that for me.
I was excited for that. But yeah, talk to some of the members of this fandom. They just got to point the nuttiness in a different direction and they can do it.
You know what? I think the nuttiness of the fandom gets into things that could have possibly turned me off from the fandom is that there's just so much bitterness.
There can be bitterness. That's true.
I was just going to say,
I've noticed, because I'm a Star Trek fan as well as a Transformers fan, and generally Star Trek fans are all welcoming and everything goes and everybody, you know, everybody likes everything. But you come to a Transformers fandom and it is seriously, seriously factioned.
They're so damn spoiled, isn't it?
You get them ones that
I find that a compliment when somebody calls me a nerd.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But
it's
I call myself a nerd.
I'm a nerd. I mean, look
this
at this.
We can claim it because we were in the weird spots before the weird spots were cool.
Yes.
I'm still not cool and I've been here this whole time.
You get those hardcore fans that just like when Michael Bay was announced to be director, sending him death threats like "you raped my childhood" and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, whoa!
That's way too serious.
There's a lot of Transformers fans that feel so entitled. You know that it's just like, you know, a bunch of us. You know, we're like, oh, okay, this stuff is not as exciting, so I'll just stop for a little while and I'll come back. You know. Going to conventions and booing and doing things like that is just, it's petty and it's being little children. And then me being one of the reasons why I stick with Transformers, I haven't collected for 4 years now, but one of the things that stayed with the Transformers fandom is because I work for T-Formers. And that's one of the big things. And just the bitterness between the sites and the fan sites and the thankless people that, I mean, just the way that the factions and the TFW hating T-formers and just stuff like that, just it doesn't make any sense. It's like we're all here to do the same thing, and that's to enjoy toys, pieces of plastic that transform, and for some godforsaken reason, we still love it. Being a collector and being a fan, it's not rational, right? I mean, the fact that you spend $20 on a transforming piece of plastic when you're past your, you know, the described age on the box, because you have a passion for it. It's nothing to get so upset over and to say, oh, I hate you guys because blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you think about it, it's the same rationale as sports fans, really, at the end of the day. Because
thousands of dollars on sports tickets because there's no reason for it. it's just because they really enjoy it. And they're like, oh, why do you love sports so much? I don't know. I just enjoy it. And some people don't see it. And there's...
Well, that's it. I mean, you can go out and spend 50, 60 pounds, US, you know, UK pounds on a football shirt, soccer shirt, which at the end of the season is now irrelevant because they've got a new shirt. So they'll go out and spend another £60 on another shirt. But well, then, same can be said with us, you know, Transformers fans. We go out and buy Starscream, and we'll go out and buy every version of that mold. It's Thundercracker, Skywarp, you know, Dead, Ramjet, and Thrust, because it's repainted. We don't care, we'll have it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love your accent.
Yeah, it is awesome.
We love that.
It's kind of like being on Moonbase 2.
You should listen to the first 2 minutes of Superhero Time, which got posted just today.
Yes.
We start the show with a brief discussion of accents.
Yeah, that's the accent show. That's really, I mean, RFC, most of the people on the show are from the South, most, not all.
Yeah.
I mean, XV is from the South now. He wasn't born there, but Superhero
technically
Time is
from the South.
Yeah, Superhero Time is it's the accent show. And hey, Mickey has the best accent ever. I love his accent.
Yes.
And he's from the South too.
He is from the South, very much so. So, anything?
Don't tell him that. You'll make him feel bad.
No, he's got a great accent. No, he's got a great accent. It's fantastic. I wish that was my accent. Mine's different.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy my accent. In the UK, it's considered not very pleasant.
Really?
Screw the UK.
Yes. I like the way you say shirt.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Shirt.
Yeah, it's just you're like, I'm going to buy this.
I'm on, you know, podcast, so yeah. I will say it as shirt.
See, that's beautiful. Because here we'll go to Walmart and say, I'm going to buy this shit.
Yeah.
And yours sounds like educated to shut.
See, he says shirts and it's awesome, and I grew up saying water.
What?
What?
Water is a Philadelphia accent for water.
Water.
You say water.
So we said water.
Well, I live in what we call the East Yorkshire, which if you look on the UK map, we're more or less halfway up on the East Coast in like a big river.
You like live on the river?
Just about ish.
So you guys listen to like Creedence Clearwater every day?
I don't think he gets
it. No, it's murky brown is the color of the river.
So okay, yeah. So let's go ahead and jump to Twitter theater before we wrap things up because we're running way over.
Before we
die.
Yeah, so
we got this.
Rob, what was Twitter theater this week?
Inappropriate uses of moms.
Yes. Yes,
it was.
I haven't watched
it. Also, now that you mention it, that is also what Superhero Time is about almost every week.
Yes.
Go, Pink Ranger, you're
but,
a mom.
But no, Rob, go ahead and share. What was the video? What actually was the video, really? I mean, it was.
As you saw, it was a commercial for the Viewmaster Showbeam, which was a... variant of the Viewmaster, where it was like a flashlight that projected the image on your wall instead of looking through the binoculars.
You can see where this is going now, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So it starts off, and these kids are playing with their Showmasters, and the mom comes and is like, you guys need to go to bed. And they're like, but we're playing with our Showmasters. She's like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's fine then. Go ahead.
And so she closes the door. And it shows the amazing art of the Transformers Viewmaster reel. And the kids are in. They're like, oh, no, the Decepticons. No. Yeah, like holding up their hands. You, that'll show you, Megatron. I mean, just blacking. And the mom comes up and there's like all these explosions coming from the room. She comes over, what's going on in here? Like, we're just playing with our show beams. And then they shine it right on her chest.
Yeah. Inappropriately on her chest.
Like, and she goes, oh, you guys, like in Sharkies or something.
Yeah. All they needed to do they needed to pop a Mentos, and it would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, she even goes, like, second, like, oh, crap. And they're like, we don't have enough money for a reshoot, you know, work with it.
We don't have enough money for a reshoot of the commercial.
Public promo, you know, yeah, public television warping our brains even at a young age.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. That was the most ridiculous commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's awesome. Rob outdid himself. He's gonna have a
hard job
next week.
That was good.
I really like this short format Twitter theater way more than the old format.
Yes.
Well, if it was either that or another German clip I found, but I decided to skip it since last week was a it was a freaking scene.
You could probably go ahead and start doing like show segments, like really crazy stuff from that, like that episode of Headmasters where they're all at the social, like drinking champagne, and Daniel looks awkwardly into the camera.
Is that the one Hardhead singing karaoke?
Yes.
And in the dub, it goes to the Japanese theme. He's like, "Oh, I love karaoke." Dong ding da dai. Out of place.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and wrap it up because we're way over this week. Anything else?
It was good conversation. Yeah, it was good conversation.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts? Any closing thoughts? Anything, people, ladies, gentlemen?
Just my ass.
In a week's time, it will be Auto Assembly, and it will be awesome.
Yes, and awesome. Yeah, we want to hear back from you and anyone else actually who attended. That would be awesome.
I was just going to say, if you want me to.
Get as many pictures of high fives at Auto Assembly you can and send them to us. And this time, actually, send them to us.
That is a good idea. I will do that.
Thanks. Cool. Thanks, Tony.
So, no worries. And,
go ahead, Peter.
My secret has been revealed. I don't know.
His name's Peter. Oh, my God.
Oh, crap.
XV's name is XV. It really is.
Check and, his license.
He's Dutch.
I've given all of us a new project awesome to do till next week. Weebum, go high five a hobo.
Actually, you know what? I passed several of them on my way to work.
I gotta say this. The best thing that ever happened to me at McDonald's is a homeless man walked up to me last year, and he walked up to me. I thought he was gonna ask for money, but he just looked at me and said, "Fairtax.org, go." Then he walked away. That was crazy. I love that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Okay.
Auto Assembly Gang, high five each other and send us a picture.
Oh, we will.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Definitely. We should do that.
XV, put down the damn manwich and go outside.
What's with the manwich thing anyway?
Because I know you got one at all times.
Yeah.
Manwich goo.
Actually, I almost never eat that.
Mm-hmm.
What about Sloppy Joe's?
No.
Sloppy Joe. You will start. Okay, go to the store. High five a can of.
I do like steak.
Okay, go buy a can of manwich and send us a picture of you eating manwich.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Be fans or friends or like us or whatever it is on Facebook. You know, if you got it, do it. It take you like 10 seconds. Just. Go to tfradio.net, and there's down at the bottom, you'll see a little box. The box says, "Hey, be a fan of Radio Free Cybertron on Facebook. It's awesome." So you click that, and you are. And it makes you cool. So do it.
Speaking of fan, don't forget to sign up for a PS3 DLC code thingamajig on T-Formers and the Facebook page.
Exactly. Because
Five chances. Five.
Yes. Five. Pretty sweet.
The rest of you were killing.
Yeah. And check out all our podcasts at tfradio.net. We have lots of them out there. And going forward, we'll have them all in video, except for XV's show, because no one wants to watch XV.
I don't think anybody wants to listen to the show anyway.
No, they do. Kim just said, "Brian." You know, it's like one of those things. You don't need to say it. Sorry. So,
well, that's true. I mean, I already know that's the truth, you know.
Okay, so...
You're in your underwear right now, aren't you, XV?
Of course he is. JD's in his
too
underwear.
Too much information.
He's not even on the show.
He's probably got the boxer thong going on.
Ooh.
It's got a little lace bow on it.
Dude,
So we're
really on one tonight.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. I want to thank everyone for being here. Thanks for coming on, Tony. You're awesome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby,
JD Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.